Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Tim Cockshell and Claudia Puig. We begin with the Mexican drama The Chambermaid, starring Gabriela Cartol. Claudia?
This is such a beautiful film. The director, Lila Aviles, researched the chambermaids working at a hotel, and she did such a beautiful job. You really get a sense of people who are under, not really seen, but she sees this person and does, and the performance is so nuanced.
And we experienced the world from this young maid's point of view, a wonderful new voice here. She puts her camera on a tripod and leaves it alone.
Aviles making her feature directorial debut with The Chambermaid. It's unrated Lemley's Royal in West L.A., Lemley's Playhouse Pasadena. Phil is directed by Greg Kinnear, who stars in the movie with Emily Mortimer. Tim?
A notion here about the treatment of suicide. A dentist who is depressed witnesses this, decides this all to find out what made this man who seems like he had the perfect life commit suicide. It goes to a very silly place with
it
all
does.
That
It's an
Greek
interesting
stuff.
Question to probe, and it doesn't, but I will say that Greg Kinnear does do a good job in his directorial debut. He got a good cast here. He's a very affable actor, and I think he's got some directing chops as well.
Phil, written by Stephen Mazur. It's rated R at the Arena Cine Lounge Sunset in Hollywood. Also this week, the re-release of the 1982 film The Return of Martin Guerre, starring Gérard Depardieu. Tim?
An absolutely fantastic restoration of this film. It looks beautiful. I had forgotten how handsome Gérard Depardieu was. Natalie Bay, and a wonderful, wonderful actor they are. Wonderful actors.
And it's such a terrific mystery, and it's also kind of a fable. It's also a philosophical meditation on identity, and it's so layered and so well acted. Mm.
Daniel Vigneault, the director and co-screenwriter of The Return of Martin Guerre. The film's unrated, and you can see the restored re-release at Lemley's Royal in West L.A. The 1990 documentary of the Harlem drag scene, Paris is Burning, is getting a re-release. It was Jenny Livingston's directorial debut. Claudia?
Well, Livingston gained such intimate access to these dance clubs, and they provide a safe space, even a sense of family, to a lot of Black and Latino gay men and transgender people. This was a fascinating look through their eyes and their voices.
Now, interesting juxtaposition to where we are today with RuPaul's Drag Race and all of that. A wonderful, wonderful film.
Wouldn't it be interesting to see the participants in the documentary today,
where they are now,
talk about their
yes.
experiences, what seeing themselves on screen once the movie was released, because it was a documentary sensation.
They should follow
when it
came
out.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Paris is Burning. Again, it could be. Rated R, the film at the New Art Theater in West Los Angeles. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks so much for joining us for our Film Week Marquee. You can join us every Friday and Saturday for the full hour of Film Week.